Hey, we are here at CU Directs Drive 17. I've been saying CU Directs Direct 17, but no, it's CU Directs Drive 17. That's with right. Callahan's very own Liz Furman. How are you, Liz?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I'm going to make sure I have my mic on. It is. The mic is on, which always makes for a good show. So what are you doing here? I mean, you flew all the way across country from DC to Vegas. What's going on? What are you doing here?
Yeah, well, it's so interesting to come like that, to come to events like this from our perspective, because I think on one hand, you get the strategy and kind of the softer sciences, like how are your relationships with your dealers and how are different auto trends affecting members? And then my personal favorite, we get the hard data side.
All
so
right.
Talking to J.D. Power, talking to Experian, which I just came out of that session, mm-hmm. getting the hard data on what's going on in the marketplace mm-hmm. and what that might mean to our credit unions.
So I assume you're going to take all this data and write about it on Callahan or on creditunions.com?
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to put a few things out there on creditunions.com. And I also had the immense pleasure of visiting Zappos yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Part of CU Drive 17. Mm-hmm. We got to tour Zappos and see kind of what it was like over there. And so I'm going to write about that as well.
How was that? I mean, obviously we've all heard about the great culture they have over there, but how can credit unions kind of, is there anything credit unions could adopt over there that you saw?
I definitely think that the emphasis they put on making their employees engaged translates to their customer service, and credit unions care so deeply about their members and delivering the best value to their members and the best relationships that Zappos has really concentrated on making their employees happy, and that's translated into that member relationship.
Indeed, which is what credit unions are striving for day in and day out.
Yeah.
So very cool correlation there. Okay, we're talking, you're a data geek, if you don't mind me saying.
Not at all.
Hey, all right.
Maybe nerd.
Data nerd. We'll go with that. So what are you learning here about data that you can take back to Callahan and then write about? And that's, because, I mean, you can't swing a cat these days without hitting somebody about talking about data, because it used to be back in, data was only talked about in the IT department mm-hmm. or in the server room or something. Now it's in every department.
Yeah.
So what have you found out so far?
Even in the kind of softer science sessions I've been in, talking about kind of introducing leasing programs or anything like that, mm-hmm. it all comes back to using the appropriate data to make the right decisions. Mm-hmm. So I think that credit unions and suppliers that touch the credit union industry can certainly use data in all aspects of decision making, but it does get overwhelming because there's so much data out there.
Well, speaking of which, because there is so much data, I mean, credit unions, their heads must be spinning with all the data and how they can use it, because folks like you are out there, hey, this is how you can use it, or there's other companies out there, so these resources are probably a godsend for a lot of credit unions.
Yeah, absolutely. At Callahan and Associates, we try to make the 5300 data as actionable as possible, and you know, we get almost 6,000 call reports every quarter for 20 years. So kind of what does that mean, and how can I use that as a credit union executive? And I think that a lot of members that you have here, a lot of the sponsors at the conference, are also just trying to make it easier and alleviating the pain point of having those big data headaches.
Yeah.
Not everyone loves data as much as I do.
Well, I think it's growing. Let's put it that way. Hey, can we be done with the term big data? Have we drop kicked that yet? Please.
Data.
That's
fine. I like data, small data, structured data, unstructured data.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I think big data, the hashtag, is kind of on the decline.
It's on the down. Yeah. It's on the downslope. Yeah. All right, good stuff.
Just be comfortable with your data.
Exactly.
Just know it.
Embrace your data. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, on that note, just to kind of wrap up here, how do you see 2017 shaping up with all the things that have happened this year already?
Yeah.
Surrounding data, where are we going with all of this stuff for credit unions?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Good.
So, yeah, we've gotten the first quarter data in, and we've seen such strong trends in the industry. The credit union industry as a whole is just going kind of full steam ahead, and it's looking really positive. Penetration rates are kind of at an all-time high, and we see these amazing growth rates. So it's just exciting to kind of see what that means and how we can make sure to leverage resources appropriately to grow responsibly.
Cool. Great. message to end on. Liz, thank you so much for stopping by
and, so
and your quest for new data. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was great seeing you.
Good job. Keep up the good work there.
Thank you.